Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. It's Dean and Stern at the 40, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make home improvements with great rates as long as 3.4% APR on home equity loans. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Bieber. Life's been good for them lately, but there is one little problem. Hailey went to apply for a trademark for a line of cosmetics she wants to call Bieber Beauty.
Okay.
Her request has been declined, and it's all thanks to Justin. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office turned down her request because they thought it would create confusion with Justin's already owned trademark, which he got back in 2003 when he was just 9 years old.
Well, can't he just sign over the domain name and the rights?
Maybe. Huh. I don't know. It's trademark. It's more than just domain and stuff like that.
Can't he give approval or something? I mean,
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe this is his way of staying out of it so that he doesn't have to be the bad guy. Who knows?
It's hard because when people get divorced and like there's a pet involved, it's always tough, or a trademark involved.
Yeah.
That can be emotionally tough as well.
It's tough.
Poor cosmetics and fragrances, this is going
to
be hard on them.
Yeah. I don't know what to call it.
Oh, our thoughts are with Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife, Beth Chapman, this morning. With her ongoing battle with cancer, she's been hospitalized and put into a medically induced coma.
They just can't catch a break, can they?
They really can't. Mm. I mean, she had that stage 2 throat cancer diagnosis back in September of 2017. It was removed. It came back. And now it's quite serious. So Dog is asking fans to pray for Beth on Twitter. And, of course, we're thinking about the family this morning.
DinaStirt.com.
Rachel Ray not too happy about some changes coming to her neighborhood of Greenwich Village in New York City. Neither are her neighbors. They are basically filing a motion in the Supreme Court over some rooftop expansions around her apartment. She's calling it a major security risk since people could conceivably walk from that rooftop directly onto her deck and get into their apartment or just look into their windows.
Stalker's dream come true for Rachel
really
Ray fans.
And, you know, she did pay $1.4 million for that home, so I think she deserves a little bit of privacy and not to live in a claustrophobic fishbowl, as she calls
it. I'm glad our big courts are taking up the serious issues.
I know, right? Thank goodness.
Really?
Get some darkening windows or something.
I don't think that helps with a roof.
That's true. And Tom Hanks had a little bit of trouble at the Stagecoach Music Festival in California when he went there to support his wife, Rita Wilson, who performed. He thought, hey, I'm going to get myself a cold one. And the staffer recognized him, but still asked for his ID bracelet. And Tom tried to argue this, saying, first of all, you know my name. And secondly, I'd like a beer. He says, we can't sell you one without proof of ID. Now, mind you, Tom Hanks is 62 years old.
And wasn't he on that island, too, for at least 21 years?
I think so, right?
FedEx plane accident.
Maybe that's where his ID was.
He left it there.
With
Needless
Wilson.
To say, he did not get that beer. That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
And now your Dirt brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get home equity loans for as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Dirt, Dina?
All right. Taylor Swift helping bring a little joy to a dying fan. Earlier this month, a 22-year-old named Annie McMahon, she was transferred to hospice after doctors told her there was nothing they could do to treat her cystic fibrosis. So to help try to cheer her up, friends suggested they make a video to Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me. And she was like, oh, you know, I'm really sad. I'm not going to hear Taylor's new album, which drops in August. So her friends, of course, got the attention of Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift called young Annie to give her a 20-minute pep talk, basically.
Wow.
So, yeah, she stayed on the phone with her for 20 minutes. Annie said she was the sweetest, kindest, like we'd been friends for years. And she said she wants to meet me someday. And then that wasn't the end of that.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, Steve Carell, Gwen Stefani, Chris Martin even wrote a song and sent it to her. So all those people reached out to her to lift her spirits.
20-minute phone call for 19 minutes. That would be just trying to convince me that was actually Taylor Swift.
No, you're not.
That's true.
She was the real deal, though, right?
She was. Okay. Yeah, so good for her. Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Sorry, Halle Berry, you don't live here anymore. That's what one guy tried to tell her anyway.
Okay.
Some man tried to get into her house fiddling with the locks. He took off when the gardener caught him, but then he came back, and this time he actually had ownership of the house, according to him, because he had a deed. He also brought a locksmith with him to change the locks.
There you go.
And they said, "We're going to call the cops on you." And he said, "No, I'm going to call the cops on you." Of course, it didn't take the police long to figure out that he had fraudulently changed the title, and he most certainly did not have permission to be in that house.
Did he lose his deposit with the locksmith?
Sad
if he had prepaid.
Yeah.
Kind of sad for him.
That is sad.
He says he didn't know it was Halle Berry's house, so I guess if you're going to try to steal somebody's house, it shouldn't be a celebrity, right?
DinaStirt.com.
Looks like Venus Williams and her boyfriend, Nikki Hammond, have split. That's what the reports coming in from Ace Showbiz say. He's 12 years younger than her, and he was her date to her sister's wedding to Alexis Ohanian in 2017. So they did have a serious relationship going on, but it's not because they don't love each other the usual, amicable, we're still friends.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to cheer her on at her tournaments. No word if he'll still stand in the stands for her or not.
DinaStirt.com.
And Dr. Phil McGraw's got a big mouth. Yeah, he had been talking with Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, and a lot of people wondering, when are these two going to get married? I have speculation after they've already arrived in France, but they were saying, well, we're just enjoying some downtime, before the wedding, which we're not going to tell you when that is. But apparently Dr. Phil McGraw was commenting on a photo of them kissing in front of the Eiffel Tower, and he said, "Easy now, 1 week to go. See you at the wedding."
Oh no!
So they got married in Vegas. Now this is the second time.
Right, this is supposed to be the real wedding,
the full wedding. Yeah.
But apparently, according to Dr. Phil, that's going to be this weekend. Can you invite someone?
Or is it to throw people off?
I don't know.
Is he getting married to like some museum somewhere? Are they?
I don't know. I think it's the first one. I think he just blew the secret, and maybe he's not going to be allowed into that wedding.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, "You turn right back around and go back to your car, buddy, but leave the gift."
Yeah, like he was invited anyway.
And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make home improvements with great rates as low as 3.4% APR on home equity loans. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right. Well, it looks like we might get some more Sex in the City, even though Sex in the City 3 is a no-go. It looks like there's talk about a new book and a new TV series on the way from the author Candace Bushnell. And to be honest, sounds like it's going to be pretty awesome. It's more of not a reboot, but a follow-up, just to see what's going on with these women in their 50s and 60s as they navigate love and life from all angles in New York City. So not exactly what we were looking for, but kind of like Beggars Can't Be Choosers, we'll take it, I guess. We will definitely take
maybe
it.
Maybe a prequel after that. You never know.
They should do a prequel.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, there was all that talk about the Men in Black sequel and how they were going to immerse themselves in the 21 Jump Street world, and it was going to be like sort of this crossover collaboration.
And it never did
end up happening. So we did a little digging, and according to the Hollywood Reporter, the plan just didn't work out when one 21 Jump Street producer refused to compromise on the financial end of things. So they just decided, forget you, and we'll just go into Men in Black International, put it in production. And that's, I guess, a good thing now for 21 Jump Street, because Men in Black did so poorly that, you wouldn't want to take their name down, too.
Right. Yeah. It's funny how they put in for it, too. The guy's like, I'm not going to give you $20 more. Like us pitching in for a movie, I already gave us five spots.
DinaStirt.com.
More trouble for Empire star Jussie Smollett. The FBI is launching its own investigation to get to the bottom of his fake attack that occurred earlier this year. That's according to RadarOnline.com. So they're saying that, they offered him the opportunity to commit crimes. It should have been heard before a judge and resolved by a jury, not behind closed doors. So they want to make sure that it is not ignored anymore. And he's not the only one on Empire getting in trouble, apparently. Brishear Grace, who plays the younger brother of Jussie Smollett's character, was busted for driving without a license or registration just last week. Yeah, so what's going on in this show? Who's keeping track of these people?
And who drives around with their license anymore?
That's true.
A registration. That's so old school.
Yeah.
They need like an RA or something, or a dorm mom or something. Oh, and it looks like Kayla Ray Reed not shying away from showing the realities of a woman's body right after childbirth. Just one day after delivering her second child with her husband, Ryan Lochte, the Olympic swimmer, she showed off her figure, showing that she had gained a total of 50 pounds and reminding people that just because you have a baby doesn't mean everything flattens back out again. And she did all this showing it in a white bra and the stretchy white underwear, you know, that fun disposable underwear.
Oh, they get at the hospital.
Yeah, she captioned it, swollen and depends diapers, saying that her cellulite and her stretch marks have tripled. And honest to goodness, I couldn't respect her anymore because it just makes us as regular women feel better to know that celebrity women have the same problems.
And she can get an endorsement deal, too.
Oh. On holiday. For disposable underwear?
No, yeah, hospital underwear.
Well, thanks for taking away that good feeling, Kellogg, just by reminding us she's going to get something out of it and we're not.
You quit too, Dina.
After I had my kid, Quinn.
Why
I got
not?
Nothing. All right, that's your dirt. At 840, get all the reports at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.